Hello, welcome to your slow audio file for the Klickitat Trail. I'm Emily Martin. I am a mindfulness meditation teacher. What is slow hiking and what is this audio file going to be like? Well, slow hiking is simply a way of coming into the present moment, being here now, and not worrying so much about the destination. On this audio file, I will invite you to come into presence using your senses, potentially things we see along the trail. And the invitation is for you to join in and participate. You can pause the audio track whenever you feel like it and push play whenever you're ready to move on to the next thing. There's really no end game except to fully immerse yourself in the experience of being out here on the trail. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. However you're moving down the trail, go ahead and move at your regular pace. We're gonna start to get some steps under us, or if we're in a wheelchair or on a bicycle, some rotations under us. And the purpose of slow hiking is to use the natural world or the experience of the hike to bring us into the present moment. Often we're lost in thought. And I know for me, my mind is often like a dog with a bone. It wants to problem solve, it wants to ruminate, it wants to make sense out of past events, it wants to plan for the future, and it wants to solve whatever problem seems to be right in front of it. And the invitation is for here, for now, for today, to let those everyday cares and worries, the mental chatter of the mind, the invitation is to let that go. And it will be challenging. The mind is of the nature to think and to problem solve, just like the heart is of the nature to beat, and the skin is of the nature to protect the body. So we can't completely get rid of our mental chatter. That would be impossible. But we can start to direct our attention away from it, become aware of the activity of the mind, and choose actively during this slow hiking experience to come deeply into the present moment. The present moment is the most energetically nourishing place to be. When I'm completely absorbed in what I'm doing, when I'm in a flow state and completely in the moment, I feel alive and free and fresh. And when I'm stuck in mental formations and mental rumination, I feel heavy. So the hope here is that we're coming into the present, we're going to experience some freedom from our mental chatter, and we're going to really enjoy this nature hike. So wherever you are on the trail, please pause. Continue to play the audio, but pause your body in its movement. If you're with another person, if you're traveling with another person, a friend or a child, family member, take a moment to look at them. Acknowledge their presence. You could say, "Thanks for being here with me on this trail." Maybe you're with a pet. You bend down and acknowledge whoever or whatever furry creature you might be with. Acknowledge their presence on this hike with you. And if you're alone, that's beautiful. You can acknowledge the natural landscape, the built environment, the river. You can acknowledge that this is what's here with you today. want you to notice your feet, the sensation of your feet in your shoes on the ground. And if you're able-bodied and you're standing, I invite you to lean forward and then backward and side to side, gently finding the most grounded and rooted standing position that you can. So by going to the extremes or the edges, so if you lean forward on your toes or backwards on your heels, to the right and to the left, find that rooted, rested place that allows you to feel that you are firmly, solidly tethered to the earth, tethered by gravity, tethered by the nature of being a human on planet Earth. And feel the power in that, the power in standing strong. While we're here, we're going to take some breaths together. We're going to breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth 3 times. Go ahead and do that. Go back to breathing normally. And take stock, take notice of your breath right now. Without attempting to change it in any way or force it to be a certain way, how would you describe your breath at this moment? Maybe a few adjectives come to mind about your breath. If a friend asked you, "How is your breath today?" What would you say? And I'm not talking about your mouth breath. I'm talking about the sensation of breathing, the quality of being breathed. Beautiful. Let's continue walking. And as we're walking down the trail, I invite you to begin to notice the sounds that you are making as you move down this trail. Could be the sound of the gravel underneath your shoes. The crunch of gravel underneath a wheel. The rustle of your clothes against your body or against each other. If you're with family, there could be lots of noise of kids, other people talking. What sounds are you making as you walk and move down this trail? In addition to the sounds that you're making, what are the other sounds you're hearing? You might be aware of a lot of sounds that aren't quote unquote natural. You might be hearing the highway, the trains. What is the most distant sound you can hear? Perhaps pause for a moment and really clue in to the furthest sound you can hear. You don't have to identify what is making the sound, but what is the sound that's furthest away from your body? Slowly bring your awareness closer and closer, then identify the sounds you hear. Again, not really identifying them. You don't need to know, oh, that's a plane, or that's a boat, or that's my dog. But you can allow the sound to be a vibration, a sound wave that's coming into your ear. Be low or high or dull. What's the closest sound you hear? Can you hear your own breathing? Gently start to walk again or roll again. And if you can, the invitation is to stay with sound as you're walking down the trail. If you notice your mind starts to wander and think about an event from the past or a scenario from the future, gently, without reprimanding, gently say, "Oh, let's come back to sound. Let's come back to right here, right now, the sounds that I'm hearing along the Klickitat Trail." Why don't you pause the audio now? And when you come to your first clear vantage point of the Klickitat River, a place where you can see the river and admire the river, push play again. Hi. So hopefully you're in a spot now where you can see the river. And it may be, I mean, that's depending on the season, the view may be blocked by leaves and trees and shrubbery. But I suspect now you're in a spot where you can see the river. And let's look at the river together. Notice the surface of the river and any texture patterns that are formed. Notice if there's any eddies. An eddy is where the water turns in on itself. So the water is going, moving downstream towards the Columbia. An eddy is a spot where the water stills or might even turn upriver in a little circular motion. Is there anything floating on the surface of the river? You notice any sticks or leaves? Any animals? What color is the water? You had to describe the color of the water to a friend. How would you describe it? Without thinking too hard, could you write a line of poetry right now about the color of the river? Maybe use an analogy. Notice, in addition to the movement of the water, there's other movement along the river, or maybe along the riverbank. Maybe there's wind that's rustling leaves. Maybe there's animals. Look for movement. What movement do you see? And say goodbye to the river if you feel complete. If not, if you'd like to stay and gaze at the river longer, I thoroughly encourage that. But if you're ready to move on, maybe offer some gratitude to the river for providing fresh water and habitat for fish and lamprey, for being a source of nourishment to plants and animals and humans alike. For this next little bit along the trail, I invite you to stay focused on the visual scene that's playing out before you. If your mind wants to wander to the past or to the future, or if it wants to problem solve, the invitation is again and again for the next few minutes, be aware of what your eyes are taking in. Look for movement. You can start now by looking for movement in the trees. Are the leaves or the needles of the trees moving in the wind? Is there the movement of clouds? Movement of animals, perhaps birds, chipmunks, squirrels? There may be the movement of cars on the highway. Movement of other hikers, bikers. So again, the invitation now is to continue walking, with complete attention on your visual scene. Now, wherever you are, I'd like you to stop. I'd like you to pause walking. And you are going to take in a 360-degree view of your surroundings. So to do this, you're going to slowly turn all the way around. And as you're turning all the way around, I want you to look from the ground all the way up to the sky. And I want you to turn around. So you're taking in the full view. And it might take you a while. And go slowly and deliberately. You're taking in the full scene of where you are. If you're not done, you can pause this audio file and finish. If you are done, I'd like you to reflect on what you saw and pull out one interesting or novel or surprising or beautiful thing you saw as you did that. And if you're with a friend or someone that you can share that with, share with them what you saw. And if you're not, simply have gratitude that you were present enough to experience that, to see that little piece of your viewscape. If you're sharing, you can pause the audio and share. Otherwise, we're going to continue walking. And along this section of trail, I'd like you to approach a couple different trees and make sure they're trees, not shrubs or poison oak. So find a few trees in the next few minutes, and each one, I want you to feel the texture of the bark. I want you to feel the texture of the leaf or the needle. And I want you to feel the texture of the branch. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. I'll let this audio continue for about 3 minutes. And in that time, the invitation is to feel the texture for three different trees, three different parts of the tree. Right. So hopefully that was meaningful and you learned something, you identified or observed something that maybe you hadn't before. And again, that's the point of this exercise, that we're slowing down, we're paying more attention than we normally do when we're hiking towards a destination. So while we're here together, I'd like you to pause and put your right hand over your heart, which is in your upper left quadrant of your chest. Let's take three breaths again together, breathing in through our nose and out through our mouth. I want you to ask yourself, how am I feeling? And wait for a response or a knowing to come to you. And validate that feeling. Ask again, what else am I feeling? And again, whatever the response, validate, acknowledge what you heard, acknowledge your heart's wisdom. Now ask the question, what am I noticing? What am I noticing about this hike, or my feelings, or my sensations, just any noticing. Again, validate whatever arises, and we're going to ask it one more time. What am I noticing? And the final question that I'd like to ask is, what am I grateful for right now? What do I have gratitude in my heart for? What do I have gratitude in my heart for right now? Beautiful. You can take your hand off your chest and continue walking down the trail. We'll walk for a few minutes in silence and we'll do our final activity together in a couple minutes. You can continue to play the audio file. All right. Let's pause one final time. This will be our last activity together. And I want you to look at the sky. Take a close look at the sky. The closest look at the sky that you've taken in a long time. What do you notice? What colors do you see? Can you compose a line of poetry about the sky right now, right here? How would you describe the sky to a friend? Or how would you describe the sky in a poem? What words or images could you use to describe the sky at this moment? Feel your feet firmly once again below you. Your feet in your shoes touching the earth. You may want to rock back and forth, side to side, front to back, to find again that grounded position. Feel the familiar tug of gravity rooting you and tethering you to planet Earth. Know that you are here now. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your hike, either continuing up the trail, heading down to the river, heading back to the trailhead, wherever your journey takes you. I appreciate the time we had together, and take care.